Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. Crews are digging through the debris of homes and buildings in Mississippi, searching for victims of Friday night's deadly tornado. At least 26 people were killed, dozens injured, and hundreds displaced. Kristen George lives in hard-hit Silver City. She spoke to a reporter outside the heavily damaged home where her family rode out the storm.
My mom and my dad and my grandmother were in the hallway of this house. That's where they hunker down. There's no windows there, but there's a hallway that goes right there. So all of this glass shot down the hallway.
President Biden has issued an emergency declaration from Mississippi. Move makes federal funding available. Officials in West Reading, Pennsylvania, say time is running out in the effort to find any more survivors in the rubble of a chocolate factory that exploded Friday night. One person was found alive yesterday, but four remain unaccounted for. And Jillian Abraham of member station WLVR says local police have confirmed that three people are dead from the blast.
The explosion destroyed one building at the R.L. Palmer Chocolate Factory. Another building on the property was damaged. Emergency crews have been sifting through the rubble in search of those still unaccounted for. Chad Moyer is the fire chief of West Reading. He says rescue efforts are increasingly crucial.
Due to the violence of the explosion and the amount of time that has passed, the chance of finding survivors is decreasing rapidly.
Moyer says state and local fire investigators are now involved in trying to determine the cause of the blast. For NPR News, I'm Julian Abraham in West Reading, Pennsylvania.
President Biden's choice to lead the Federal Aviation Administration has withdrawn his nomination. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg confirmed the withdrawal of Philip Washington last night, calling Washington an excellent nominee and blaming partisan attacks for his decision. Washington is the CEO of Denver International Airport. Former President Donald Trump has held the first rally of his 2024 presidential campaign. The Texas newsroom Sergio Martinez Beltran reports that an estimated 15,000 people were at the Waco Regional Airport for last night's rally.
Former President Donald Trump said much is at stake in the upcoming presidential election.
And 2024 is the final battle. That's going to be the big one. If you put me back in the White House, their reign will be over.
Throughout his speech, Trump blasted Democrats, praised those convicted for taking part in the January 6 riots at the U.S. Capitol 2 years ago, and made false claims about his loss during the 2020 presidential election. He also dismissed a grand jury investigation in Manhattan and attacked Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, who is expected to announce his own run for president. For NPR News, I'm Sergio Martinez Beltran in Waco, Texas.
And this is NPR News. Israelis angry over plans by Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's coalition government to overhaul the country's judicial system. We're back on the streets this weekend. Protesters blocked a main highway in Tel Aviv where police used water cannons to disperse them. Israelis have been protesting the overhaul for weeks, saying it threatens the judiciary's independence. Israel's defense minister is now the first Netanyahu ally to break ranks. He's calling for a halt to the proposed changes in parliament, saying they pose a danger to national security. The recent decision by Honduras' first woman president to establish relations with mainland China and cut ties with Taiwan now leaves only Guatemala and Belize as Taipei's allies in Central America. Here's Maria Martin reporting.
According to the U.S. Institute of Peace, between 2005 and 2020, $130 billion in Chinese capital has flowed into Latin America, whose poor economies need investment. Still, Guatemala remains a strong supporter of Taiwan and is expected to host the Taiwanese president next week. El Salvador, which switched allegiances to the PRC in 2018, has in the past expressed unhappiness with the strong-arm debt tactics of the Chinese government, but has turned to Beijing for further financial help since its investment in cryptocurrency lost millions. China's increasing influence in Central America is seen as a blow to U.S. pull in the region. For NPR News, I'm Maria Martin.
And I'm Giles Snyder. This is NPR.